Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio, Project Independence in You, right here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I'm your host for today, guest host for John Ryan. My name is Rebecca Miller, and I'm here with Sabina Miller, Project Independence member. And this segment of Project Independence in You, we call Talk of the Town. So we just kind of sit around with Christina Liu, the radio show producer extraordinaire, and we talk about what's going on in the town, Long Island, kind of recap of our tremendous guests today. We had a really nice comedian, Mark Breyer, who is also an accountant, a very funny accountant. So he's retired, so, you know, he's doing more comedy stuff. And then we had Vic Vincent and Billy C. from the Vic Vincent Group. They were terrific. They actually serenaded all of us with a really nice song Vic wrote, Gray Blues, kind of about aging, the negatives and the positives. But it was great to hear. He has a great voice. So that was really fun. What do you think, Christina?
I know. It was really quite the entertaining show. We were covering all of our bases. You know, it was very, and you were doing a fine job as, filling in for John and as Sabina, as always. What I love about the show, too, is that, you know, I mean, we had the comedian to be a comedian, but I love hearing why they got into being a comedian and the fact that he was an accountant. And I had no idea that the Vic Vincent, that they were police officers. I didn't know. So that was, it was quite the show.
Right. And that they've been together since 81.
Yeah.
And I loved hearing how Mark Breyer started out. You know, I don't think there are many comedians that would say their family, they didn't have funny people in their family, whether they were trying to be or not.
Right.
But usually comedians come from kind of a comedic background.
Yes.
Well, I think sometimes in the old days, in my day, the families didn't know they were funny. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
They were funny. And in those days, if you grew up and you were going to be a musician or a comic, the families would say, you know, Grandma, you know what, I'm going to be a trumpet player. What? Why don't you get a real job? That was not considered work. And so I'm always interested in why somebody's doing what they're doing, particularly if they enjoy it.
They're inspirations. It was funny. The other night I was talking to my friend Mark. We were talking about Mike Myers. And Mike Myers has this character, Linda Richman, who is an older Jewish woman.
Yes.
And she loves Barbara Streisand. I mean, she just,
yes.
Barbara is like butter. That is the line.
Better than
and
butter.
And this character is really made up from his mother-in-law, from what I've read.
Yeah.
So you really do get that kind of, you know, sense of humor from maybe observing people in your family who you think are funny, but they may not even realize how kind of funny.
But it could be some great material.
It's good for shtick.
I had a grandmother in the Bronx, and you never knew what was going to come out of her mouth. My name was Sabina Marlane. And when my grandmother came down from the Bronx to the city to see me, she looked in the crib and she said, "Sabine there." And my mother said, "Oh, it loses in the translation." So ultimately, because my name was Sabina Marlane and my Hebrew name was Sarah Marsha, it was decided Bronx grandma's going to call me Marsha.
Oh, I like it. Just
and well, she
there.
Started out as Marsha. A couple of years we went to Marshalla. And then one day my father puts me in a cab. He used to put me in a cab, pay the cab driver, and say 1776 University Avenue, and I'd go up to the Bronx. I'd ring the doorbell. My grandmother opened the door, and she says, "Oi, look who's here, Marshalla Parkway." That was her term of endearment. That's like, say, calling me Northern Boulevard.
There you go. Well, now we have a new name for Sabina.
Marshall
write that down, Rebecca.
Yes. So, but she didn't know she was funny.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And for me, it was a happy upbringing.
That's
you know,
nice.
Yeah. I mean, that's that was, you know, definitely his inspiration. And coming from Long Island and Long Beach, where we seem to really grow a lot of great comedians.
Oh, yeah.
And musicians. Boy, do we really have a lot of great musicians. I mean, Vic and Billy.
Yeah. And that's what, you know, is nice, too, is that I love that, you know, they're all in their senior years, and they're kind of, they're doing things that they really, truly, like, love to do. So it really is a nice little story, and I'm glad we got to have them on and find out a little more about them. So we'll definitely have them both back on, because it was
And they were
the
interesting, they were fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they very were, talented.
And they really understood, you know, the message of their music. And how it brings really great memories.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about the genres of music, you know, that people are, you know, recognize and the comparisons and, you know.
Well, that's what, you know, is special because no matter, you know, everyone, like you were saying, has their genre of music that, you know, makes them remember a great time or when, you know, they were young and carefree. So it's it's really, it's nice. And I think it's great that they go to these senior groups and everyone gets, it's a talking piece. Like, you know, Sabina was saying in the commercial break, look, music just brings everybody together because everyone's talking about different, you know, bands and people. So it's it was wonderful. So I'm glad we showcased them on the show.
And you know what? Senior facilities, assisted living, independent living, whatever, they are getting better. They used to have, if you went to a nursing home, they had very bad reputations. Oh, my children don't want me. They stuck me away in the home. Now it's completely, you know, it's different. I mean, they're like hotels. The advantage is you're with other seniors, other people of your generation. Your meals are prepared for you.
Right. Some of them are quite good. Some of them are recognizing.
They're not all
adapting.
Yes.
You know, and others are, you know, have a way to go. But yeah, it's nice when you're able to find a place when somebody does need that type of facility. But of course, we are an aging in place initiative.
As long as possible, good luck, people, as they wish to
in their own homes
and communities. So.
Enjoying comedy and music
and certainly
all genres, 60s, 70s, and the 80s.
Yeah. That's right. The wonderful
80s, great time. That's right. And genres of music and also ages, people who are 50, 60, 70.
it all kind of goes together. And, you know, of course, we want people to age in place and enjoy all that the town of North Hempstead has to offer. Project Independence is in full force in October. I was working on the community calendar, and I was blown away myself about all the programs that are going to be offered in October. And we really want to remind people that the Medicare open enrollment begins in October. So that's October 15th it starts, and I believe it ends December 7th.
Right, so there is a deadline.
Right, there's a window. So we really want people to, you know, really pay attention to this and figure out what plan works best for them.
Do you apply for Medicare?
No, you get Medicare.
I thought it was automatic.
Yeah, but
I don't remember.
Plans. There's different plans that, you know, work differently. You know, it's not everything is good for the same person.
Yeah.
So on Thursday, October 13th, at the Port Washington Senior Center, there's going to be a presentation by Julie Ward Abdo. She's with the Senior Health Plan Finder, and she's going to talk about the different changes and updates that are going on with Medicare 2017. And you'll be able to ask questions. There'll be time for private questions, too.
Are you saying the Port Washington Senior Center or the library?
The Port Washington Senior Center.
Okay.
So you can call 311 or 869-6311. Please call to register. Are they doing that
Then we're going to have for our joint advisory, there's going to be some.
We're going to do that. Right, okay,
yes,
Medicare.
Nancy said that it's going to be at all the advisories.
When is that?
I don't have that date. I can get it from Nancy, but I think it's the joint advisory.
It's the beginning of November, I think. All right, we'll confirm
when it gets closer to the date. But I just really want people to, you know, and there's a lot of great programs out there. You know, Family and Children's HICAP thing will assist you with this, too. So please call them. It's free to, you know, talk to them about that.
Right.
We also have a computer course that's going on at the Yes We Can Community
Center. I'm excited about this one.
Yes. It's good. So that's Introduction to Computers, and it's R. Drew Davis, and he's a PI volunteer that offered to do this program.
Again, so, he did this once in the past, I think,
Yes,
too.
He did. And it's great because it's an introductory course. You could learn basic skills like how to navigate through the internet, emails, and different Microsoft programs. And that's on Mondays at the Yes We Can Community Center from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And I always say what's so nice about this is that, you know, Project Independence, it starts at 60 years old, which is very young, you know, and it goes all the way onward to 100 plus. And what's great is that everyone's at different stages. So we've been getting a lot of people who still aren't ready for necessarily the full services, but they want to be part of Project Independence. So they volunteer and teach these courses, which I think is absolutely, you know, is really a treasure to have. And like we have him doing this, we have a group called World in Motion. That's a community events kind of group. You discuss what's going on. There's all different topics, and that's coming up. That's starting. It was a break for the summer on Tuesday, October 25th. And her name is Professor Martha Cohen. She's a PI volunteer. And they talk about just different world issues. I hear wonderful things because
it's great. These are volunteer-driven programs that are so significant and timely that a lot of times their people are able to, even though they may be retired, they're still working in the fields volunteering that they were working in.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
Professor Martha has groups at the senior center in Great Neck. Discussion social center. She leads a discussion group that occasionally I go to. It's very, very current.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And you know, so that's on Tuesday, October 25th, from 2:15 to 3:15, and that's at Clinton G. Martin Park. And you can call 311 to get information about that as well. Also, you know, we're full-fledged. I can't believe October is actually pretty much here.
Tomorrow.
I don't even know how that's possible. But we're encouraging people, obviously, to go out and get your flu shot. It's that season.
Of course.
I know that a lot of pharmacies and stuff offer it, but so does Project Independence. There's going to be a bunch of different locations this October. So the first one is Monday, October 17th. And this one is in conjunction with New Health, and it's going to be offered at the Yes We Can Community Center from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. So you'll be able to go there if that's your area. And then we're doing a bunch of other dates with Northwell Health. And that is going to be October 19th at the Great Neck Social Center from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then we have a October 27th one at the Port Washington Senior Center from 9:30 to 11:30. And then we have a date in November as well.
But. Okay, we're going to we have about 20 seconds left, and then we're going to be wrapping the show up for our final 15. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about flu shots and other information, what's happening in the town. You've been listening to Project Independence in You, WCWP.org, 88.1 FM, and we will be right back.